Everybody to the fifth meeting of the Economy Development and Planning Committee of the Southern District Council. It's the 23rd of March at 2:30, and we shall get started. I'd like to welcome Mr. Rico Tsang, Elaine Kwan, Jimmy Ling, and Mrs. Lo, respectively of the Planning Department, the Lands Department, the CEDD, and the Housing Department. So they're all seated on my left. Thank you very much. Because of COVID, this meeting is not open to the public. To minimize the risk of crowd gathering, we have an online presence which is being recorded by the chairman of the Southern District on my right. So please be aware, you are in a public meeting. Because it's there is media exposure here. The members of the media are advised to all bring your own masks, your own drinks. I hope you brought yours too. We'll keep the meeting as short as possible, but you bring your own drinks. Before entering, all of you have checked your body temperature, I hope, and you are required to leave Home Safe app or otherwise complete the declaration form. I hope everybody has fulfilled that requirement. Thank you, Chairman, for letting me run back of my own speech. Okay, good, Chairman. Each member is allotted about 2-3 minute slots to speak on each agenda item, and if you have to leave early, please let the secretary know, as I will be flexible as always on the speaking time, as long as we keep it focused. Secretariat received a notification of absence from Tiffany on the 8th of March, stating that she could not attend today's meeting for the reasons of fulfilling civic obligations as required by law, and with the detail being not granted bail by court. So according to our standing orders, the committee shall decide whether her application of absence should be accepted. If I can deal with that right away, if I can see if people accept, for those who accept, raise your hands. All right, I see a majority of the members accept. Tiffany's okay. On the 22nd of March, we received a notification of absence from the Southern District Council Committee Work Group meetings from Mr. Michael Peng. He informed that he could not attend today's EDPC meeting because of legal issues. He has to deal with his legal team to prepare for his legal issues that he has encountered recently. Now, according to the SEC standing orders, if a member cannot attend because of sickness or attendance of another meeting or activity on behalf of the council, or another meeting or activity of the Legislative Council, or fulfilling civic obligations as required by law, such as serving as a jury, where applicable, either confinement or assumption of paternal care following childbirth, he shall notify the secretary of the committee by using a notification form which has been provided. The committee shall only accept his or her application of absence filed on the grounds listed above. A member will automatically be disqualified from being a member of the committee in the remaining term if he or she fails to obtain consent of the committee for absence from 3 consecutive meetings of the committee. Is there anybody who likes to comment on this? Otherwise, we take it as stated, and this is then an issue of Michael being absent. Yep. All right. He's absent today. If I can move to agenda item 1, which are the minutes. The last meeting was held on the 19th of November. And I invite anybody who has any comments to make them now, or otherwise let me know that you endorse and approve of the minutes. No comments. Can I deem them to be confirmed? Please take note, there have been some papers appended which were received, including papers from the Marine Department, and other papers were received response from government regarding the Lantau Tomorrow vision. There was a paper at 10 minute here. So be aware of those papers, please, that have been received and are now part officially of the minutes.